Hi, my name is Juan Mendoza. I'm accompanied by Andrew McCoon. We will be guiding our listeners through the development of our upcoming watch repair facility. Andrew is our watch operations manager and, for the purpose of this podcast, also our producer. Andrew, what insight can you give us into this upcoming project?
It's going to be a new state-of-the-art watch repair facility that's going to be staffed with certified watchmakers and technicians.
So, followers of our social media may be aware that this project is ongoing. We've been posting images and video over the last few weeks. Now, with this podcast, we will give interviews into executives and members of the watch team. And to start everything off, I'm interviewing our own watch operations manager, Andrew. And so, Andrew, you've already kind of given us the overall summary of what's happening. But let's start a little more of just the background of you. So, how long have you worked in watchmaking?
I've worked in this industry for about 15 years.
15 years, good amount of time?
Yes.
How long with the company?
About 3 years in March, I believe.
Where are you from?
I'm from Southern California.
What do you love most about watchmaking?
I love that it is such a big industry and such a big field. There are so many things to learn and know, and you'll never stop learning in this business. Between new developments and keeping and learning about previous watches that have, technologies, it's fascinating.
What was your first timepiece?
That was a Quicksilver watch I bought, I think, when I was 16.
Is that your favorite timepiece of all time? Or favorite timepiece, at least in your collection?
No, that's probably maybe the most sentimental, but my favorite is the Omega Speedmaster.
Is that the Moonwatch?
No, that was a Speedmaster. The Seamaster is the Bond watch.
Ah, okay. There seems to be a big history with Bond and
definitely.
And watches. Has it always been the Seamaster?
No, there have been several different watches that Bond has wore in the movies. I think from Seiko to Rolex, there's quite a few.
That would make sense. Do you have any certifications?
Yes, I have a certification in the techniques of watch polishing from Woostep. So we went there for 3 weeks to Switzerland.
Wow, must have been nice.
Yeah, it was really a unique experience. And so they teach you all the different facets of polishing, which might seem, what's there to know, but it's really in depth in terms of keeping the integrity of the pieces. So that all these different techniques and different tools that are available to help aid you in polishing watches. And it really is all about the preservation of the piece. So
wow.
Every timepiece, for example, my Omega that I love so much, there are little facets and angles and finishes that have to be, preserved. Mm-hmm. And this course teaches you how to maintain that. So when you get a piece, even if it's used, you want to bring it back to life and bring it back to its original form.
Wow. So what is your role on a day-to-day basis as a watch operations manager?
I oversee just sort of the general, as you said, day-to-day operations, ensuring that the watchmakers are well-staffed, if they have any needs, be it tools, supplies, making sure that they have repairs to work on, handling customer service issues, just sort of being the front person for that entire department. I oversee, like I said, the watchmakers as well as our parts and pricing team, and just making sure that this is a well-oiled piece of machinery, much like the watches we service.
What are you most excited about the new facility expansion?
I'm really excited about just the new opportunity. This is a brand new building for this department and the team, all of our watchmakers, our parts team, our technicians, everybody, we're all really excited to get into this new building and get started and have our own department.
And which new feature from this facility excites you the most?
I think this is going to be for quite a few people, but the ISO certified clean rooms.
Oh, wow.
So our watches are going to be repaired, disassembled, and serviced in clean environments. So the ISO certification basically certifies that there are no more than a specific amount of particles in the air inside these rooms. These rooms are clean rooms for a very important reason, is that when you disassemble a watch, when you repair a watch, you want to minimize the contact with the mechanism between dust and debris and any kind of particles that could cause a problem. We're talking micromechanics. So even the smallest detail, even the smallest thing can cause an issue with a timepiece. So this ensures that when we service a watch, that it's going to go back to the customer in as clean a condition as possible. This rivals or matches Swiss production standards. So when your watch is assembled, it's when you buy your watch from the boutique or from wherever, that watch was put together in these environments, and now it's actually going to be serviced in that environment. And that is unparalleled.
So when I'm thinking of watchmakers working on watches, there's a lot of images of them handling the movement in their hand.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that gets a lot of contaminants in there, no?
Absolutely. And I'm thinking the photos you're looking at are probably just for, you know, advertising or
guilty.
Yeah. PR kind of thing. So they're not, you know, but that's not how they're actually handled in a service center.
That would make sense. Is it like gloved hands or is it, you know, like tools and...
It's tools, but there also are gloves that, you know, provide a barrier of protection from the watchmaker's hands and the movement.
What can our customers expect from this facility?
The highest level of service and quality. We've been involved with that project sort of from the ground up, myself and our new technical director, mapping out the layouts of the rooms, sourcing equipment, everything. But I think I'm most excited about the team having a new home. We're currently sharing our facility with the jewelry production team and their parts team. Now we're going to have our own dedicated facility. It's going to be state of the art. It's going to feature all new equipment, all new tools, training, everything. It's really going to be a fascinating project.
Yeah. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you for joining us.